What's your name, grade, and where you go to school?
My name is Mia Giambalvo. I'm in 11th grade, and I'm 15, and I go to Largemont Charter High School.
Where is your hometown?
West Hollywood.
How has living there affected who you are today?
It's made me a very progressive person. I've always been surrounded by different cultures, and I definitely know what it's like to have a diverse environment around me.
Are there any significant memories there that you can recall?
Well, my neighborhood is really walkable, so a lot of my memories have to do with walking down to Melrose or Beverly and going to the little family-owned restaurants and stores there. It's just a really, like, friendly neighborhood.
Do you live or work in Koreatown?
I go to school in Koreatown.
How did you end up going to school in Koreatown?
Well, my school has many different campuses, including two middle school campuses. The middle school campuses joined together at the campus in Koreatown in seventh grade. So we moved from being in Hollywood to Koreatown.
What are your thoughts on Koreatown?
I think it's a really great area. I mostly love the food and the restaurants there.
What do you think of when you think of Koreatown?
I think of all the marketplaces and the, like, busy streets.
What were your initial thoughts about Koreatown?
It was a lot different than areas where, like, I had grown up or gone to school before. So I was a little worried that, like, I wouldn't fit into it. But I think it's really great and, like, inclusive and stuff.
What's your favorite place in Koreatown?
I really like Monong.
Do you have a specific memory from there?
All of my friends, we go in big groups to Monong after school sometimes, and we'll get boba and the ice cream there.
How has living through this pandemic made you feel?
Definitely lonelier and not always knowing what to do with the time on my hands.
What motivates you?
I want to make myself proud of the type of person I am and stuff, so usually, like, I motivate myself.
Is there anything you've learned over quarantine, like a hobby or a life lesson?
I started animating over quarantine. It's a lot harder than I thought it would be, but maybe I'll stick with it.
What occupies your days?
Mostly talking to my friends, doing schoolwork, and watching TV.
What would be the first thing you would do, like, when this is over and you can go out again?
I would probably go see my boyfriend and go on trips with my best friends.
How has having a relationship during the pandemic come along?
It's definitely a learning curve, because I think a lot of a relationship is being able to see them in person and just have that type of, like, intimacy to be able to hold hands and things like that. But I think that you can somewhat capture that by FaceTiming and talking a lot and just sharing what happens in your days.
How often have you, like, gone outside and seen people?
Not often, but every now and then I go on walks with my neighbor, and it's pretty fun.
Have you seen anything that, like, you can remember that, like, was surprising or anything like that?
Well, I work at a nursing home as, like, a waitress, and normally it would take me an hour to get to work because it's in Eagle Rock, but it takes me only 30 minutes or less because the highways are just completely empty.
Did you have a lot of experience with elders before this job?
This is where my mom works, because she's a social worker at this place, which is how I learned about the job. And I've been volunteering here since I was 6. So I do have, like, a lot of experience, like, dealing with elders. And before, it's interesting, because before I actually, like, dealt with them more in person because I would volunteer in activities. But now I'm just usually in the kitchen, which is not very face-to-face interactions with them. unless they come to the kitchen to ask for yogurt or something.
Is there a specific memory you can think of from, like, working that stood out to you?
The way the kitchen works is that most of the time, since I'm new and I'm younger than everybody, everybody else is more deals with the food, like making the food and preparing it. And that's just a little bit more advanced than I could deal with because I'm not a chef. Like, I don't have food industry experience. So my job is mostly just when the tray line happens, I'll put the trays on or call the orders. And then I'll organize all, like, the trays and silverware, just the boring things. But it also means that I'm the one who's, like, out in front of everything by the doorways and by the entrance where people will come if they need help for things. So I'm always the person who has to deal with complaints. And there's this one woman from Activities, which is the building next to ours. And she always is asking for juice, but the juice machine is always broken. And I rarely know how to deal with that. So it's usually just me running around trying to find juice.
What are the residents like?
They have very specific demands for what they're served for breakfast and lunch. So a lot of the times I'll get yelled at about cooking eggs over easy, even though I am not the cook and I'm not in charge of that. So I guess it's a good lesson on how to deal with difficult people because you always have to be polite. They're always in the right no matter what. And you just have to be as, like, helpful as you can. And sometimes it just means listening to them and nodding.
Is it stressful working in a nursing home, like, right now?
Well, there's a lot of codes that you have to follow because everybody there is at risk much higher. Most of them have autoimmune disorders or things where they need oxygen machines, just a lot of things that involve respiratory illnesses, which is exactly what corona is. So you have to take a lot of precautions when you're handling their food, which is all I do. So you just have to wear gloves at all times, like mask at all times, just wash your hands all the time. The dining room isn't open right now, so I just bring food to the residents' doors instead because we're not allowed to be in contact with them.
Is there anyone at work that you look up to or anything like that that you've, like, had a connection with?
There's this one, like, lady who's named Jennifer, and she's in her 20s or younger. She's not my boss, but she tells me what to do most of the time. So it's nice to have someone who's somewhat, you know, in my age range there, because most of them are just adults. And she's been really helpful.
How have you learned how to problem solve in, like, through customer service?
Well, my boss is very big on having common sense. She doesn't like it when people ask useless questions without, like, thinking first. So I definitely, sometimes I won't know where things are, and I'll just stand there for, like, 5 minutes just looking around because I don't want to ask someone because I feel like I should be able to figure it out on my own. But I've learned that that's not always helpful. It is important to think, like, really think before you ask questions, because if you ask unnecessary questions all the time, it wastes other people's time. But also, I think that it's really good to communicate. And if you don't, like, clarify on things, you'll never learn.
What is the demographics like?
I'm the only person who speaks only English in the kitchen and the whole facility, because it's mostly nurses and doctors, and the people in the kitchen are other waitresses and chefs. And it just happens that the most of the languages spoken is either Tagalog or Spanish. So I think that's really interesting because I'm definitely learning a little bit about the languages. And I think it's good to not just be constantly surrounded by people who do the exact same things as you. I think it's important to be, like, surrounded by people of other cultures too.
Is there anything, any life lessons you've learned from working where you work?
Just about hard work. It's definitely not like office type work. You know, it's more like cleaning, getting like down on your hands and knees and having to just wipe things down, you know, walking all the time. So it's definitely taught me a lot about manual labor and how hard that is. And it's given me a lot of respect for people who are in their like 50s and 60s who still do jobs like that. Because I'm 15 and I'm exhausted by the end of the day and I only work 2 days a week.
Did you have to go through a lot of training or background checks before you were?
Well, especially with Corona right now, I had to get tested for Corona beforehand. We get tested every 3 weeks also at work. I had to get a TB shot like twice, a physical. I just had to submit. I did have a background check done on me. I had to get a working license, submit all of my bank statements so they know where to deposit, like, my checks. And I had to go through training for sexual harassment, fraud, elder abuse, so on and so forth. And all of that definitely took about 2 weeks before my job started, and then when my job started, there's a lot of organizational things. It's mostly just about calling the orders, and it takes a while to learn how to do that because everything has codes for it. So it's like low potassium means just give them a banana, or CCHO means no sugar, NAS means low salt. It takes a while to learn those.